All right, good morning, everybody. We are in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Vav, Siv Vav. Yesterday, just a reprise a little bit because this is a continuation a bit. Yesterday we learned that a very important halacha. We're learning about the Issa Daraisa of listening to Lashon Hara. There's a listening and being makabel and believing. There's two prohibitions. We said, what does a person do when he's in a situation where he didn't go? You're not supposed to go and have a conversation and listen to Lashon Hara. You shouldn't ask people things to listen to Lashon Hara. We understand. What if you're sitting somewhere and people start talking Lashon Hara or start telling you Lashon Hara? And so the two ways of getting out of it, which would be natural, would be to leave the conversation or ask them to stop saying it. But let's say for whatever reason, those two situations will not work. They're not going to listen to you. The person's not going to listen to you is not going to stop. Or you're not able to get out of the situation. You're sitting somewhere, you can't get up. I don't know, it's a bus, a plane, whatever. Anyway, you can't get out of the situation. What do you do? So you either put your fingers in your ears, as he says, or if that's going to be totally ludicrous and ridiculous and they're going to make fun of you and it's going to be weird, then you have to just sit there and say, I don't believe this, I don't believe the Lashon Hara, and you just try to box yourself out. You know, it's like being in a bad situation. Just you try to, listen, we all know how to space out during class. You know, Rebbe could talk for 20 minutes on a Tosis and you didn't hear a word, right? So since we're so, we know how to do that. So now the question is whether you can use that to your advantage. Use it to your, use the spacing out possibilities, unless you're spacing out now, but use the spacing out possibilities to space out when saying some Lashon Hara. Now, so continues the Chafetz Chaim, Sivav. Medvar Mamurim, when is this? In Be'es Yashu B'Neim Lo Divroz Dibur Masurim. V'gam Ata En Yichol Ishtamim Behem. That's if you're sitting amongst them and they weren't speaking at that time things that were prohibited beforehand and you can't get out of it. You come to the table, right? Whatever, you bring, it's breakfast time. You bring a bowl of cereal to the table and as you get there, you already hear, whatever, Yankel saying to Shlomo, oh man, you should have seen yesterday what he did. And it's clear, there's something going on with this. Ready, Lashon Hara being spoken as you're about to sit down. Oh, or you're in a situation where you already sat down to eat breakfast and they start speaking Lashon Hara and they're not stopping. But very easily you could just say, oh, excuse me, get up and go to the other table and it won't be so funny, obvious, whatever. It would just be, it's no big deal. Oh, Shumak Mikfar. We already know, before I sit down, these guys, oh boy, these guys for sure, they're the kind of guys that speak. Every day I sit down over there, they're always speaking about somebody else. You know they're going to be speaking Lashon Hara. And in all of these cases, you sit down and stay there. Even though you're not helping them out, you're not asking, you're not agreeing, nothing. And even if, sincerely, you don't really want, for instance, like this, these guys are your friends. Or you want to be in with the crowd, you know? You want them to like you, whatever it is, even for good reasons. But you know they're going to be speaking Lashon Hara at that time. Something happened the other day. You know these guys are going to be speaking Lashon Hara. So that's it. You can't sit there. You are just as negligent as them. You are just as chayiv as them. Why? Because being over this, listening, I'll say, that's not why you're sitting down there. Yeah, but come on. If you know that they're sleeping Lashon Hara, if you know you can get out of the situation, you're just being what? A lazy why? That's lazy. Then you are being over the Isser of listening Lashon Hara, just as, you're doing an Isser just like them. Because you're violating the Dibur Chazal, who Hashem has commanded us to distance ourselves from listening to things that are inappropriate. Certainly, obviously, if he wants to listen, is make believe. Come on, guys, you shouldn't really. What is that? If you really want to hear God of Avani Minos, so. Greater is his Zaveira than he's able to carry it. Let's They are carving. Says Chofetz Chaim. No, it doesn't mean writing, where you can erase it. They're carving your name in stone that you are a evil individual and a Baal Lashon Hara for that action. Right? So, listen, it's not kedai. You're in a situation where you know you can get out of it. Don't sit down there. Get up and go away. You're able to get out of it. Don't. It's just as bad as if you were sitting there and speaking Lashon Hara. Wow. Yeah? It sounds, listen, this is a very practical, you know, this is very practical. No, this is something that happens. There's a sefer called Pirkei de Belazar. The Heligat Tana, Reb Elazar Hurka Gadol, he said to his son Hurkanus. He had a father Hurkanus, and he had a son Hurkanus. Reb Elazar Hurkanus was a Heligat Tana. He had a son named for his grandfather Hurkanus. So he said to his son Zelashayna, "Vini, my son, do not sit with friends that speak evil of their others. Because when these words go up." It's written down in the Sefer up in Shemayim. And whoever is part of that group is considered a Chaburas Rasha by Lashon Hara. Therefore, you have to distance yourself greatly. Similarly, again, truth is not a heter for speaking Lashon Hara. Truth is not a heter for what? Listening to Lashon. Even if you know he's going to sit down, you know they're going to be, you know that there was some mice that they're talking about that you know is true. This guy did a terrible Aveira. Did you hear what's his name got caught by Rabbi Kanarik? By what's the place? By who's it doing? Who's it? You know it's true. So you can't sit down there. You can't listen. Usser. Ach, Rabbi Shvahim, it's ach. Can't even feel you there that it's emes. Ach yesh behem letzad l'kan l'kan. And maybe you can melam etzchus for sapper lo daros ol kavskos. And the person saying the lashon hara is being down the kavskos properly by dezehu megano. So, but still the person is coming to getting insulted. V'yadua the mitzvah lashomer la duro tol kavskos. And you know that also you should be down him l'skos. Maybe it wasn't so bad. Right? For Ivrel Zaveno Donus Ol Khaskos for Maskim Saber Gnuso, and if you're not gonna be down him the skus and you list and you mask him to the evil Lodaisha over Bitzadik Tishra Zekha, like we said in the Hagdama, Elugam Ken Nikla Bashema Kabli Lashonhara, Kaman Dayadesh Lodanus Al Khaskos Mamela, Nishtaibra Lava Dirignus. A kitzer what he does is he said the parallel din. Remember, if you know something about somebody that can be no, he wasn't in the bar at 1 a.m. drinking with Goyim. He was doing Hashavas Aveda because someone dropped a wallet outside on the way. What was he doing at 1 a.m? Because he was helping a friend from the emergency room. You know, if there's a way to be Melamed Tzchus, just like when you say the story, you have to be Melamed Tzchus. Similarly, when you listen, you also have to be Melamed Tzchus. If you don't, you're Oyven Isser on Lashon Hara. Okay, Yeshikayach, everybody.